everybody's attention.
Polls are up.
Wednesday, the 6th of November, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All of the things that have happened in the last 24 hours are subject to our scrutiny. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, you, me, and a dog named Boo, or in this case, a dog named Charlotte. Why are you looking at me like that, Charlotte? Charlotte has this forlorn look because she went outside and it was cold. Doesn't like the cold. Who likes the cold?
No.
888-302-3684 is the number to connect with us. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. Email to Jennifer, Doug, Ken at DougSteffen.com. So, Kenny, in terms of the essential news from the vote taken across the country, what is there other than the way
Wait,
Washington
we should have, like,
State...
the American Idol results music, don't you think?
Really?
You
think so?
I think that'd make it more fun.
All right, Michael, see if you can find the results.
No big surprises, by the way.
Well, no. I'm kind of disgusted with the returns in Washington State. I got into this with a guy who called, and he ended up saying he thought he was a dope because I basically called him out on his vote for what we call the Monsanto amendment.
Yeah, how did that do? Did that, of course, fail miserably?
Same thing exactly happened there as happened.
That is, I'm telling you, that is an inside job.
The initiative to require labeling of genetically engineered foods failed in Washington. That's Jennifer's question.
If there's a person in Washington who voted against it, would you just call us? Because I would just like to know. So he actually did vote against it.
He voted against it, and then when I explained it to him,
well, that makes me feel better, then.
I feel like a dope.
At least there's one person.
You are a dope if you voted against. But he said it was so confusing the way that it was written, and that's the challenge, because somehow or other, not only do they spend their money advertising, but they get a hold of the process enough to word these. And it isn't just this referendum.
No.
It's all of them. They all
I love the
worded.
Ones where a yes vote's actually a no vote's a yes.
Yeah. Well, why do they do that, and how is that allowed?
On purpose, to confuse people.
But
and who
why?
Knows? Who knows why it's allowed?
I can't begin to comprehend.
I mean, people write newspapers for someone who's had no higher than an eighth grade education.
Right.
Yet we can't. I mean, ballot measures. I mean, you almost have to have like a doctorate to figure some of them out. I mean, some are so ridiculous.
888-302-3684. So in Colorado, voters approved a 25% tax on recreational marijuana. And they're going to use it to fund school construction. Don't you
love
that?
I know, I love that. It's a great...
smoke pot so we can build new schools!
Exactly.
Woo! Yeah. In Maine...
It should have been like pizza parlors.
Voters in Portland declared victory on a measure to legalize possession of recreational amounts of marijuana there. Voters in Ferndale, Jackson, and Lansing, Michigan approved proposals offering legal protection to users of marijuana. In Utah, residents in Hyde Park voting to allow beer sales in a proposal that has divided this Mormon city. Hyde Park is among the handful of dry cities left in the state. Ordinance would allow 3-2 beer. That stuff is like drinking salt water. I remember that when I was in college. I was never a beer. I was never a drinker any place. But when I tasted that stuff... Yeah. Horrible.
Really?
Ah!
You make
awful.
It sound like it's the worst thing ever.
It's not the worst thing ever. The worst thing ever is the results of the vote for the referendum in Washington State. In, let's see here, Colorado, 11 rural counties delivered a divided vote. They wanted to secede from the Union. Yeah, let's get rid of Colorado. And they wanted to be the 51st state. Call North Colorado.
I think that's awesome, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Too bad it didn't work out.
Six counties voted against the idea.
We're trying to do that in California, too. The people in Yreka are trying to secede from California, and
Five
I'm with
counties
them.
Actually went for it, though.
I'm sorry?
Five counties
See, I'm telling you. That's the thing.
Yeah.
People want out when it gets too crazy.
Couple of referendum questions.
They didn't because it failed.
Yeah, right.
Five counties wanted out, Ken.
There's no such thing
as
failure.
Yeah, but they failed. It didn't pass.
But is that failure? Let's examine failure. Is there any such thing actually as failure? If you have a positive attitude and you still didn't win, that doesn't mean you didn't plan well, execute well, produce results.
It just means it wasn't your day.
It wasn't your day. You didn't get the results you wanted. Maybe you needed a better plan. I always find it interesting. I'm reading a lot of books now about some of the people who have been most successful in the history of our country, Thomas Edison being one of them. Mm-hmm. He said that he found multiple ways a light bulb would not work before he found a way that it would work. What was it, about 1,000 times, I think?
Wow. But he kept going. He
right.
knew it would get there.
Never give up. So will you do the same? Will you plan? Will you execute? Will you measure your results until you achieve what you want? Have you done it over and over and over, or have you given up? It takes, if you really want something, a lot to achieve your goals. And if you really feel strongly about it, then you don't give up. If you don't feel strongly, you'll give up. Be over, finished. What's worth doing is worth doing well. So, how about them apples? New York State, betting big on casino gambling. 7 gaming palaces are going to be built around the state, including New York City. Exactly the opposite thing happened in Massachusetts, where the town of Palmer, which is west of Worcester, about 25, 30 miles sort of center state,
mm-hmm.
east of Springfield, rejected a plan for a $1 billion casino there. And in Boston, there's an old racetrack called Suffolk Downs. They wanted to build a resort casino there, but the folks in that neighborhood said, nope.
Voted it down for Suffolk Downs?
It's a down for the downs.
Mm-hmm.
In the Astrodome question in Texas.
They wanted just a seat also.
Yeah, go live in the Astrodome. This is the first multi-purposed dome stadium ever built.
Yeah, it's got a convertible roof.
A lot of people wanted to turn it into a convention center. However, the stadium is probably now going to be torn down because that measure to spend $200,000 did not work.
Mm.
Didn't work. Let's see here. Anything else? The gay rights stuff in Michigan. Residents of Royal Oak, Michigan, approved an ordinance making it illegal to discriminate based on sexual orientation. So there you go. All right, those are some of the highlights. Anybody excited about what has been approved or disapproved? Let's see, is there anything that I left out, Kenny?
Kind of as expected, except for the GMOs. Yeah.
Terry McAuliffe won in Virginia. Chris Christie won in New Jersey. Bill de Blasio, they should call him Bill DeBorio, because he is so boring.
Oh, those people in New York. I feel so sorry for them.
Yeah, they had nothing.
Oh, they had terrible candidates.
Yeah, they did. And they got, but why is that? You get what you deserve in life, Jennifer.
Well, and I also think that in places like New York, or actually anywhere maybe with government, there are certain people that are allowed to run and certain people that aren't.
Did the Tea Party do well yesterday? I'm looking around. Doesn't look like they did so hot.
Do they have anything big going on?
Well, there's a congressional race in Alabama where
that
a
was
Republican
the only one, right?
Named Bradley Byrne won in a re-election, a runoff election over a Republican who was backed by the Tea Party. So Republican not backed by Tea Party wins over Republican backed by Tea Party because they're too extreme, gone too far. All right. You may agree or disagree with that, but that's my read on it. Too much social engineering. Stick to the main message. They didn't do that. Anybody in advertising will tell you, excuse me, if you want it to work, stick to the main message. And the public keeps telling you over and over again, they don't care about marijuana. They don't care about gay marriage. They don't care about what's going on in people's bedrooms. Leave people alone and just focus on the fiscal problems, then you win. You mess around with all
you
this other stuff?
You do, kind of, but look at Mitt Romney. He did it, and he did exactly what you said.
No, he didn't.
Mitt Romney was not very conservative.
He stuck
socially.
In there. Remember when he and Joe Biden got into the Catholic thing? Don't you remember that?
He and Joe Biden got into the Catholic thing. Refresh my memory.
I'm sorry. No, Ryan and
right, that wasn't
was
Mitt Romney.
Ryan and Biden. It were... I'll think about it for a second.
Okay.
Wow. I'm delivering an extraordinarily good commercial about the bags under your eyes, Jennifer. You wish they would go away, right?
Yes.
That sounds like you, along with Jennifer, then you are not alone, because many people have bags and puffiness right now under their eyes. It's a problem that needs to be solved, and until now it was unsolvable, but now, thanks to Genucel, it is fixable. Those eyes, you love your eyes. A lot of people love looking into your eyes, but they're distracted by the bags under your eyes. So, here's the new Genucel Serum with stem cell technology that is extraordinary in getting to the puffiness around your eyes. Even the crow's feet, the small lines are disappearing, according to information that we're getting from our listeners who are sending me in info. So if you're frustrated, the Genucel stem cell therapy will specifically target the puffiness and the bags under your eyes. There are a lot of different reasons for that. This technology, this clinically proven way to get what amounts to really instant results. It's so powerful, it'll show you results in 12 hours or you get your money back. 800-543-9262, the number to take advantage of this patented plant stem cell technology, which will improve longevity and the eyes, and I guess, what is it? The eyes have it here? The eyes have it. 800-543-9262. Genucel treats all of these things very well. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esthetique face cream to go along with your Genucel. 800-543-9262. That's the number again for some really good results in your skincare world. 800-543-9262.
You've had 60 some odd years to prepare for this moment. 60 some odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Get ready. Get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood starting at 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $129. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floorem with a gift card and get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Let's get it started.
My home nursing practice is growing, but with all the changes in our industry, we needed a tech upgrade. Stat. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. We got two powerful Dell laptops for the office and touchscreen tablets for all our mobile teams. I saved a bundle. Hey, gotta keep business healthy too, right?
Let's get it started.
Save up to $150 now on all Dell laptops, desktops, and tablets powered by Intel at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store or online. Restrictions apply.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Yet?
You know, it's on my DVR, sir.
Is it? All right, so
this
last
is interesting.
Night,
interesting control in her voice.
Amber Nicole was on Wasting All These Ooh. Tears. What do we know about this song?
Not much. A little shouty.
Yeah. I don't know. She's one of the contestants.
Oh.
Right? Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Shall we try another one?
Let's try another one.
All right, Michael, see if you can play Johnny Gray. Bittersweet Symphony. What do we know about this song?
It's your favorite song.
It is?
Coldplay. Oh, no, this is Verve Pipe, right? Or no, what is Verve?
I don't know, but
you're right, this isn't. I was thinking
it's not
it was
my
Coldplay.
Favorite song. I give
no.
you that.
It sounds like your favorite song to me.
All right, well, anyway, there
this
are...
This is a hit in the, like, mid-90s.
Really? All right, there's a male and female sample of what is being touted as the best of all of these shows. It's the best-rated show on NBC. I don't know what that tells you.
It is a great show, though.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun to watch. The coaches are nice. It's just different. It's
sweet.
Good.
All right, it's 25 after the hour. Normally, in this hour of the Good Day program, we're going to take a respite from the hot stories to some of the fun that these late-night hosts have about some of the hot stories. Here's Conan O'Brien to kick it off.
Hey, the mayor of Toronto has admitted he smoked crack while in a drunken stupor. The mayor was charged with being way too exciting for Canada. They've never had a guy like, he's Canadian.
That's There's fantastic. A lot of badasses in Canada.
Coming. Yeah, and he's mayor. President Obama's approval rating has dipped to a two-year low. But meanwhile, since he admitted to smoking crack, the mayor of Toronto's approval rating has actually gone up. That's true. So apparently, if your government health care system works, you can do whatever the hell you want.
And that NSA whistleblower, traitor, Edward Snowden, and he's living in asylum in Russia. Well, he has released a manifesto directed at the United States, proclaiming that telling the truth should not be considered a crime. And believe me, there's no better place to celebrate free speech, truth, and equal rights than in Russia. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, listen to this. He was going to get the members of the band Pussy Riot to co-sign the manifesto with him, but they've all been thrown in prison for speaking out against Vladimir Putin. So that did not work out.
Pretty big election here in New York City. We're going to get a new mayor. And have you been following the mayoral campaign here in New York City? No, you haven't. It's crazy. It's between some tall white guy and some short white guy. That's all I know. The tall white guy is really tall. He's 6'7".
Wow.
This is a jumbo mayor, ladies and gentlemen. And he said, what a kiss-up this guy is. He said if he's elected, Mayor Bloomberg can live in his pocket. Because Mayor Bloomberg... A tiny little guy.
This kind of made me, this made me mad a little bit. There's a school in Tennessee that's facing criticism for separating students with bad grades from students with good grades at lunch. bad students were like, this is the biggest injustice since... Damn, I should have paid more attention in history. Some kind of court case! A court case! I mean, that's just crazy. You don't use grades to separate kids. I mean, everyone knows that kids should be separated by clothes, looks, and how much money their parents make.
That's how every high school works.
America, land of the free, home of the brave, and the rich, and the poor. So that's Jimmy Fallon with David Letterman. Before that, Jay Leno, focusing on Edward Snowden, and Conan O'Brien with the story of this guy. The Toronto mayor admitted to smoking crack. Rob Ford is his name. I don't know if you have more on that coming up in a moment or two or three or four. I do know we're going to talk more about health care. Won't that be exciting? As the Good Day program continues, it's 28 past the hour now with Ken and Jennifer and Doug.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. Especially this World Series month, has the so-called national pastime passed its prime in terms of attendance and viewership?
Yeah, I think it is, and mainly because it's
why?
It stinks on TV. Football and basketball even more so. And they're good on TV. They're flow, a lot of action all the time. Baseball, there's a lot of standing around, a lot of talking about statistics and things like that. I like going to baseball games, but most people watch their sports on TV, and on TV, baseball is...
We have found agreement.
Absolutely. I love going to baseball games. You go to Wrigley Field, it's a phenomenal experience. But watching it on TV, And now I'm one of those people who has the Major League Baseball subscription for my Apple TV so I can watch all the games, but I think I'm alone.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Strong back, stick a steroid injection in the back. It's good for back pain. I was being a little facetious.
Okay, like in radio, there's these things called rejoins, which is...
Well, I haven't done that yet. I'm
okay, go ahead.
Piquing people's interest. I want them to be excited about listening to what's going on
I'll
on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. What's new here is what's new every day, and that's that the world has gone around the 24-hour cycle on its axis. And so we have been exposed to more sunlight, to more weather, to more interesting conditions, realities in the world that are worth discussing. And that's what we're doing here, Jennifer.
Yay.
Ken Kessler, Jennifer, Doug Stephan. The election yesterday celebrated the experience, the American experience. Going back to this date, 1928, Herbert Clark Hoover was elected 31st president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Good in the vacuum cleaner business. Wasn't a good president, though. It was, you know,
vacuums really suck.
Right. After.
Get it.
He was, yeah, I did get it. Right after the Great Depression, he became the president. Didn't do him much good. He lasted one term. 1956 on this date, President Dwight David Eisenhower and Mr. Richard M. Nixon were reelected. They defeated Adlai Stevenson and Estes Kefauver by 9.5 million votes. The campaign theme had been expanded from I Like Ike to I Like Ike, Peace and Prosperity. Eisenhower was the first president that I really knew anything about and liked him a lot. I thought he, and still today, think he holds up.
Yeah, a lot of people love Ike.
Yeah, one of the better presidents of our country. On this day, 1962, Richard M. Nixon lost in California. He was running for governor against Edmund Pat Brown, Jerry Brown's father. How many people knew that? Jerry Brown's father was a governor in
I did know that,
California. Right. Nixon blamed the news media.
He always did, because he had a sweating problem.
Do you remember? You won't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
That's
I don't
right.
know if people remember that. And then we did, and he... So he got his just desserts, I guess, one way
How
or another.
How was voter turnout yesterday?
Voter turnout was mild, meek, weak, because people don't understand. Here I am admonishing the voter again. People don't understand that the elections that really count are the ones that are local.
Yeah, absolutely.
The statewide
In your day-to-day
ones.
Life, you got it.
Yeah. People who just wait and vote for the presidential election every 4 years and think, I voted, isn't that great? No. Not smart.
It really makes me sad. I mean, the last time we had an election here in California, we were voting for mayor, and I think it was like 17% turnout.
Yeah,
I mean,
that happens here in Framingham. We have a local election. How do you think I get elected at town meeting?
If you are a woman, or if you are a minority and you are not showing up to vote, it hasn't been that long. I mean, women have been voting for not even 100 years, just about 100 years, actually.
Yep. And 1929, wasn't
it? Yeah, give me a break. I mean, that's new. This is a new right that we should be enjoying and not taking for granted. It's
just, stand by your man or stand by your vote. Stand by your principles. So the sticker shock at the price of insurance, not in the individual states that have their own exchanges, those results are good. More likely, if you're in one of the other 34 states, especially if you are a red state and didn't vote for Obama, if you look at the data compiled, the premiums for 27-year-olds rose an average of 78% in the exchanges. So you hear these good stories, like Kenny tells us, state-run in California, the feds who are running it, and in states where the Obama campaign lost, the people there are paying big time. Now, what is it? Is this a coincidence? What do you think? 888-302-3684. Is it unfair? Is it outrageous? Is it unacceptable? Or is it just one of those things? There, I saw a quote from a doctor who said, quote, after discovering that the president broke his promise that Americans could definitely keep their coverage, a lot of Americans are now finding out their rates will soar under this plan. Proves once again the president's health care law picks winners and losers across the country, and if you're living in the wrong state, you're going to get hit hardest. Is that true? Could it be? It's certainly engineerable.
I guess. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how those local exchanges get set up.
Since they have so much trouble even getting this website to stay online.
They're not that smart, Kenny. They're playing
that
well.
I don't think that they're smart enough to be able to do that.
All right. There you go.
Lots of confidence from Ken Kessler.
888-302-3684. All right, so what are people saying? Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show about I think we move off the election a little bit. Anything there on the health care side of what seems to be a continuing ad nauseum national discussion?
A couple of comments. Vincent says, how much time have they spent making the pig look pretty? Putting lipstick on the pig doesn't change the fact that it's a pig.
Pig is a pig. But remember, George Orwell said, all pigs are equal, except some pigs are more equal than others.
Right.
Remember that. Don't lose that. All right, what else?
Joe says, I sure hope the GOP won't drop the ball on this opportunity. Their track record so far is not good.
Maybe you think. Mm-hmm. That's because all the Republicans are getting flu shots, and what's in the serum is going to their brain.
It's a government
exactly.
Conspiracy, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
In the flu shot.
And Michael says, the problems with Obamacare are a feature, not a bug.
Huh. A creature feature.
It's interesting.
Have something to say? 888-302-3684. Here's Richard in Virginia. Whether or not the Republicans are on the right track or not, he thinks they ought to continue to fight this law.
The bureaucracy is going to increase at least three or four fold to maintain this whole law. The exchange program is going to only burden the physicians and the providers, because government bureaucracy works in such a way that payment will be practically impossible or will be delayed for at least 2 years. So I believe strongly that the Republicans are doing the right thing. It's always easy to say things that the people will be happy to receive. Anytime you say, we are going to provide this for you, we are going to provide that for you, people are always there happy to say, okay, I will receive this, it's going to be free, it's going to be less costly. But remember, how are you going to provide this, and where is the finances? The deficit is only going to get worse.
Right. How can you provide? Right, make fun of that gentleman, sorry. 888, calm down, Charlotte, would you please? 888-302-3684. Here's David in Massachusetts. Remember, Massachusetts is one of the states that has their own health care exchange.
I watched the hearing, and there were so many questions on the same issue, and the issue was on cancellations. And I believe that it is a complete red herring. The fact is that in the law, there was a wide path to grandfather insurance policies, And it was available to the insurance companies. They chose not to take that path. They chose instead to cancel policies. And the Republicans have jumped on this to claim that this is this major flaw and it's hurting so many people, when in fact those people didn't have real insurance in the first place. So many of those individual policies cut you off the minute you get sick and have very limited benefits. The second point of blame might be the total amount of attempts to repeal this and total non-cooperation. The states that have embraced the program seem to be doing much better than the states that haven't. So when they've embraced it, they've gotten better results.
Well, again, back to the list of states that have their own health care exchanges, they are doing well, it would seem. Am I wrong in that assessment, Kenny? The states that have their own system are doing fine.
I saw something about Washington State has well into six figures of people who have successfully signed up.
Meanwhile,
versus the six people
across the country.
That's it. 888-302-3684. Everybody, including Charlotte, has something to say. 17 before the hour. Are you trying to decide about the best way to solve your energy problem? You have needs. You want to sort of keep up with what's happening in technology.
Like the mayor of Toronto.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's a good way to get your energy. Well, we're not talking about individual energy. We're talking about the energy in your home. The absolutely best method for you, whether it's wind or solar or water, traditional ways of getting your power. Do you want to help the environment? If you do, how about accomplishing it by working through a change in your electric supply? Do you get maximum money savings over time? Charlotte, would you stop? She, about every morning at this time, when people start coming into the house, she wants to know who's coming into the house. It's the same people every day, Charlotte. The people that you know. Why are you barking? All right. All right, anyway. I want to give you the best choice.
This isn't going well.
The best choice is... Okay.
Can you edit this out, Michael?
You should see her. I wish I had a camera. You could see she's just sitting there with her head up looking to the ceiling and just like stretching out and making noise. Anyway. Yeah, there you... All right, so I'm getting silly, and I must we'll defer to a couple of other commercial sponsors. And Charlotte...
Oh, dear God. You don't have to get her a soundproof booth.
Oh, I know. Right. She's here to help us. It's 16 before the hour. You got nothing out of the last 60. I at least should give you the tagline, right?
Yeah, please.
Benefiting benefiting you, Viridian, V-I-R-I-D-E-I-A-N. I can't even spell it right. Okay. Enough. I'll do this later.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah. Stand by. 2 years ago, Paul Harvey said, stand by for news.
If I had a nickel for every child who needs a hand.
If I had a dime
for every big dream.
For every day to get out and play.
For every kiss to make it better.
If I had a penny.
Just a penny.
From you and millions of other Rite Aid shoppers.
To round up for kids' debt.
Just imagine the change.
Your change could make.
Learn how to round up your Rite Aid purchases to the nearest dollar and give the change to kids in need at KidSense.com.
Get ready. Get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood starting at 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $129. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor 'em with a gift card and get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
If you're seeking greatness this football season, you have found it because at Buffalo Wild Wings, they have your limited-time pub burger with smoked cheddar cheese, the Stampede Burger with jalapeno cream cheese, and the Hail Mary Burger and the Reuben Burger. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, excuse me, in sports. I have this continuing frog in my throat. Comes from the dryness in the air. We've had very little moisture for the last almost 2 months here in New England. And so as a result of that, all of the frost, the ragweed and the pollen in the air is pretty much as bad as it is in the springtime. So that seems to...
You have a little hay fever.
Negatively. Tell me what you think of this. Yesterday, Secretary of State Kerry said the United States is going to provide an additional $75 million in aid to the Palestinians to help create jobs.
I think it's ridiculous.
Why are we spending $75 million to help create jobs in the Palestinian section of West Bank?
They're not even really our allies.
Well, they aren't our allies. This is a buyout so that they'll calm down while the negotiations continue with the Israelis and the Palestinians. Meanwhile, how much are we spending to provide jobs or help jobs over here in our country?
Exactly.
$75 million
of your time. We're only hurting them by launching Obamacare, making everybody a part-time employee.
Yeah. Right. Genius at work. Right? Genius at work. It just is pretty amazing. A study released by the AAA suggests that 1 in 4 drivers report being so tired they have a hard time keeping their eyes open while driving. Young drivers, especially 19 to 24, most likely to report driving dangerously drowsy. So what risks does that present when you're out on the road? You don't know whether the person that's, you're on a two-lane road, this guy's been driving for hours and hours and hours or hasn't had any sleep.
And we all know that feeling when you're driving tired.
Absolutely. 17% of fatal crashes are caused by people driving when they are too tired. And this is close to home, too. People just don't have an ability to get the last couple of miles in as they're traveling home after work oftentimes, especially at this time of the day when people have worked all night long. So be careful of that. Wake yourself up when you get into the car. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
These
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
After the hour on the Wednesday, November 6th, Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tech Talk time. Jennifer and Kenny and I and you are going to listen in a moment to Shelley Palmer. I hope you're going to listen because his information is usually right on. It speaks to what people are talking about. And today, the focus is on Google's newest operating system, Android 4. It's also known as KitKat, in honor of Jennifer's cat, KitKat. So we'll get that story in a moment. Some other technology news that's on the horizon. This is Good Day.
After teaching chemistry all day, I catch my share of colds. And as a parent, I choose the fast, effective relief of new Zefrex D. It's got pseudoephedrine, the decongestant pharmacists trust most with or without a prescription. Only Zefrex D goes to work in as little as 30 minutes, with an advanced formulation that's highly resistant to meth abuse. Ask behind the counter for new Zefrex D, with the decongestant pharmacists trust most, and the formula our communities can trust too.
Use as directed.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $4,000 in extra savings. Get ready for holiday entertaining with kitchen essentials, delicious appetizers, and festive decor. And pick up the season's hottest electronics, like the Samsung Galaxy S4 phone and the HP Envy notebook. So get your savings book today. Sam's Club. Join and save, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, when Google unveiled its Nexus 5, it also debuted the latest version of Android, version 4.4, also known as KitKat. Google says KitKat is built to put what it calls Google Smarts across the mobile experience. KitKat was designed for more than just Android's top-tier phones. It's meant to work on most Android phones, even those with significantly fewer resources and lesser specs. Google wants every Android user on the platform and aims to do it through its latest OS. KitKat also boasts a lot of new features like better displays within full-screen apps and a deeper level of control of your phone's lock screen. Maybe the most exciting new feature, though, is a completely revolutionized dialer. KitKat incorporates search right into your address book, which means you can find the number of a pizza place without having to search the web. Right now, KitKat's only on the Nexus 5, but it'll roll out to most Android devices in the coming months. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Everything you do on the Newsprint Network is important. Today we honor the following product review John posted with his new Samsung Galaxy Tab 3.
Apollo's foot care deodorizer balls are the luxury convertible of shoe deodorizer balls. I used to have a foot odor problem, the same way the beach has a sand problem. The scent was truly the devil's perfume. These magic balls changed all that. No more rank socks, no more ice skate rentals telling me to just keep them. I rated the bike helmet that saved my life 4 stars, and I give these little miracles 5.
In honor of all the important things you do on the Newsprint Network, we bring you this great deal. Get the new 7-inch Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 with Android 4.2 Jelly Bean for just $49.99 when you sign up for a data plan starting at only $5 per month. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com today.
Offer ends 1/23/14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination. Plan price excludes taxes and Sprint surcharges. Restrictions apply.
Football season is heating up, and so is the Doritos Crash the Super Bowl contest. If you want the chance to see your homemade Doritos commercial air during the Super Bowl, submit your ad before it's too late. Now here's Brian Osich to explain how you can do this.
For 7 years, consumer-created Doritos Super Bowl ads have ranked among the best and most buzzworthy. Doritos brand's Jeff Klein says this year's Crash the Super Bowl contest offers a major new twist and a grand prize guaranteed to be a game changer.
This year's Crash the Super Bowl contest is open to adult fans around the world where Doritos chips are sold. 2 lucky winners will see their ads air during the Super Bowl broadcast and win the opportunity to work with Marvel Studios on the set of Marvel's The Avengers, Age of Ultron.
Fans must submit their homemade Doritos ads to Doritos.com before submissions close on November 24th. Klein says there are 1 million more reasons fans should enter.
The ad with the highest total number of fan votes will also win its creator a $1 million prize. This is the first time the Doritos brand has guaranteed a cash prize of this magnitude. Check out Doritos.com for official contest rules and submit your ad by November 24th.
That's Entertainment Now from Doritos.
Let's get it started.
My home nursing practice is growing, but with all the changes in our industry, we needed a tech upgrade. Stat. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. We got 2 powerful Dell laptops for the office and touchscreen tablets for all our mobile teams. I saved a bundle. Hey, gotta keep business healthy too, right?
Save up to $150 now on all Dell laptops, desktops, and tablets powered by Intel at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store or online. Restrictions apply.
Tweeting at Good Day Show, the 9 Facebook lies you should never share with your friends. How about that? One of them has
like
to
it.
Do... Well, there's all this... There's some things like... Obamacare will steal money straight from your bank account.
Not a good one.
Well, it's probably not true. They're going to do it another way, but not straight from your bank account.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.